cabeza volable, oh, la sosa, oh, la cabeza volable.
The MDC formation led by Welshman Ncube and the MDC renewal team today formed a new party that they are calling United MDC. Speaking at the reunification ceremony, interim president of the MDC renewal team, Sekai Holland, said they found it necessary to reunite in order to mount a strong challenge to ZANU-PF in the next elections and offer a solution to the economic problems afflicting many Zimbabweans today.
In that context of an engagement, I think that what we need to understand that is we aim to create a party that is predictable, definable, controllable, manageable by participating and putting in place institutions of all the mechanisms that we put together in agreement and by consensus to strengthen our democracy. Senze sisonke, tite zvinhu tiri pamwe chete.
Ncube said it was also necessary for the two MDC formations to return to the founding values and principles of the opposition of 1999.
The values which, along the way, as Honorable Betty said, when the struggle against Mugabe became too difficult, when it became too protracted, when it was longer than we had originally thought in 1999, some of us began to admire the tactics and the methods of ZANU-PF. We began to mimic those very things we had come together to oppose. We began to tell each other, but in ZANU-PF, look up Nehemzagal. Yes, Nehemzagala, because we are not ZANU-PF.
Ncube led a rebellion against Tsvangirai in October 2005 over disagreements on whether to participate in the reintroduced senatorial elections, while former Finance Minister Tendai Biti also parted ways with Tsvangirai and his team after the opposition's heavy loss to ZANU-PF in last year's elections, saying the MDC needed new blood to steer its struggle for democracy forward. But independent political analyst Sydney Masamvu said all opposition forces in the country need to work together if they were to mount a strong challenge to President Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party.
I think this is a very positive step in the right direction ahead of the elections. I think what we've witnessed today goes a long way that if opposition parties coalesce together, given the rupture that is happening in the ruling party, they stand a better chance of making headway and reclaiming their political space come the 2018 elections. I believe what we've witnessed today should form the basis of a greater sort of coordination and cooperation among opposition political parties in Zimbabwe. And I look forward to the MDC renewal taking a step further in impressing all opposition parties to form a working arrangement to change the political status quo in the country.
Some civil society organizations and foreign diplomats also attended today's event. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.